This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden's re-election campaign is facing new peril as two allies weigh in on his future. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Pelosi is seen as one of the few Democrats who could influence the president's thinking, but tells MSNBC it's his call.
It's up to the president to decide.
The president insists he will not bow out. Asked if she wants him to stay in the race, Pelosi did not offer an endorsement.
I want him to do whatever he decides to do.
And now he's not only facing opposition on Capitol Hill, but also Hollywood. Actor George Clooney is urging him to drop out. In a New York Times op-ed, Clooney notes he hosted a fundraiser for the president 3 weeks ago. He says the Joe Biden he was with then was not the Joe Biden of years past, and instead was the same man we all witnessed at the debate. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden and leaders of other NATO member states are set to announce new aid and stress a membership pledge for Ukraine at the summit in Washington after Biden promised to defend Kyiv against the Russian invasion.
We can and will defend every inch of NATO territory, and we'll do it together.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg also highlighted defense spending targets of NATO members.
23 allies now meet the target of spending 2% of GDP on defense, up from just 3 allies in 2014 when we made the pledge to invest more in defense.
Stoltenberg added NATO will increase their support for Ukraine by establishing NATO coordination, the security assistance and training for Ukraine, and by ensuring a sustained support for the long term. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com.